Sponsored by vivagreen-greensax.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Sod Show for another Friday afternoon in Dublin City. It's Dublin City FM and we're here till 3:30. Myself, Peter Donegan, Katrina Redmond, bringing you all that's news in horticulture. And it doesn't get bigger than last weekend in the horticultural space, where Bloom in the Park is on, and you've also got Bloom Fringe, and the Sod Show is running around with microphones up this street and down that alleyway and across that big Phoenix Park. We've lots in store over the next, it's now going to be months, with stuff. We've got some amazing interviews and recordings have been gathered, and we'll distill down the best of them over time and bring them to you right here on this little programme and podcast. Coming up today, we have the gold medal winner, Best in Show, from Bloom in the Park 2015, the Pieta House Garden with its garden designer. And he'll be talking with Peter Donegan about all things horticultural, all things Ballybuckle, and just some great crack with a lovely gentleman. That's coming up in a moment. We have to say thank you to our sponsors, and they are Greensax, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at viva-greensax.com. Check them out in the supermarket, where you can drop Greensax into your shopping trolley. You can reach us during the programme at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook. We can also be reached through the website www.sodshow.com, where the last 4 years of programmes are still available if you would like to listen on demand. Before we go to today's interview, I would like to say a million thanks to everybody who helped us last weekend in the making of the Sod Show sessions at Bloom Fringe in Paris Court Townhouse. The lovely people of Bloom Fringe set up all of it for us there, and the wonderful people at Paris Court Townhouse just looked after us so well. And we had a wonderful morning come afternoon of recording from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we met loads of people and lots of... It's a bit unusual to be doing it in front of a live, non-studio audience out in the open. It's wonderful to get out of the studio bunker that I'm in and meet people and see people. They let me out sometimes, and that was one of those days. To everybody who helped us last week, thanks a million. Let's get back out with the microphones. Our microphones are better out in the Irish sunshine and rain. Peter Donegan got to speak to Pieta House Garden designer from Bloom. Pieta House Garden won gold, it won Best in Show, it won the People's Choice, and it won the Designer's Choice at Bloom. That's pretty much a strikeout there for that particular garden, and a wonderful organisation behind it. Hear more about it right now with Peter, and at the end of the interview, some phone numbers and contacts for Pieta House.
I am in the middle of Bloom in the Park, and as most you would know, I would know pretty much everybody in the industry at the moment. This man, to me, needs no introduction. He's a good friend. He's also a good, we'll say, neighbour in the Irish sense, which kind of means down the road or up the road. That could be 17 miles away, but not that far away. We've had pints together. We've had laughs. And equally, we shared, I guess, the what I can only describe as the last 6 years in the horticultural industry together. We've come and gone, bumped into each other again. Niall Maxwell, you are very welcome on the Sod Show, your first time.
Yeah, thanks a million, Peter. Thanks for having me on.
We're in bloom. We're in your garden. I'm not here. I did year one and year two together. You did a couple of years after that. I heckled you when you appeared on television, and you equally heckled me when I appeared on the TV. And I was more famous than you. And now I'm interviewing you, and it appears that you're slightly more famous than me. Can you give me a little bit of history to yourself, where it all started, Niall?
Yeah, North County Dublin, in around Ballybuckle. I suppose growing up around there, every summer job was picking something, or tomatoes, or Matt and Pat Rooney up in Drishog, spuds, all that. So I suppose I'm of the land.
You are indeed. And again, he did say Ballybuckle, which is the local pronunciation. I would be Ballybuckle, which is the upper class way of pronouncing it. I'm only joking. Niall, the garden is based around, or it's on behalf of, I guess, PETA House, P-I-E-T-A, for those who are outside of Ireland. Can you explain to those at home, or for maybe who aren't aware, what is PETA House exactly?
PETA House is a suicide and self-harm crisis a charity. They provide a free counselling service for people in mental and emotional difficulties.
So we would have had Bord Bia and Bloom, Louise McLaughlin would have been on. If you're in podcast mode, keep listening for the moment. Sometimes I tell you to pause it on the iTunes player and go back and listen to something else, but and then come back to it again. But on this one, just when you get past this, go back and listen to Louise's one. And she explained to us about sponsors or potential sponsors coming forward and partnering up with a designer and how it all kind of comes about. How did you end up in a relationship, I guess, with PETA House and designing and building a garden for them?
It's just by chance. I suppose I haven't done a show garden in 5 years. 2010 was the last time. And at the end of that, I kind of felt like if I was coming back to Bloom, I wanted it to be for somebody. And PETA House was the top of my list. But then in the end, it was just pure fluke. Myself and my dad were down in Skull in County Cork last year, just on a break. And we were actually looking to go watch a Dublin match, but Skull is too upper market for Sky. So we had to go down to Ballydehob. And I bumped into a local guy, David Mitchell. He works in PETA House. And we got talking, and he just asked me, would I be interested in doing a show garden? So absolutely jumped on it. And then 30 seconds later, I went, oh my God, what am I after doing? I have to go back to Bloom now. But no, I mean, I love the work that PETA House do. It's something close to my heart. What they do is basically just save lives. That's what they do. And to be here at Bloom with these guys, getting their message out there is kind of special. The response has been amazing. Everybody's so positive. They get the concept of the garden. They love it. There's people who have walked away from this garden crying. It has just touched them. For me, that's what a garden should do, whether it's a regular garden or a show garden. If you can evoke an emotion and affect people in some way, that makes it extra special. And to have so many people here at Bloom really touched by it is really special. I feel very privileged.
We're possibly going into delicate waters here, so I apologise in advance, but there are a lot of people who I would know in the horticultural industry, myself included, who would I won't say suffer with bouts of depression, but there would be very down days and very dark days in a normal year. I say a normal year where we get, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 months of sunshine and business is, you know, good. I don't mean booming, but I mean good. You know, you'll just hit the winter months and I guess seasonality will affect maybe one's brain head inside, that little man in there who makes me on one hand come up with pink boats and you on another hand come up with an equally indifferent garden from something that we've seen before. That bit of kind of getting a little bit downbeat inside yourself that, you know, I guess others may never understand. I say that speaking from my own head, my own heart. Do you get elements of that?
Yeah, not so much now. I mean, the garden that I created here was symbolic of a journey from darkness into light. I mean, I took the name of the walk that PETA House and their initiative and ran with that. I knew that I could work with that on a design level and horticultural level to create shade and light in the garden. But I did take that journey, and I have sat in one of these chairs and did the work. it was a long time coming. I was like, for me, and I mean, I've done loads of interviews over the weekend, and I haven't spoken about this, and I would only speak to Peter about it, just to say, like, that, you know, for any guys, the guys in particular, I mean, I really kind of aim the garden at men in particular in Ireland, because the suicide rate in Ireland and among men is tragically high. But this works, you know, getting into a counselling room, whether it's a PA house or not, or whoever, but it does work, and it makes a difference. It can be incredibly difficult to do. It's a hard journey, but you can come. You will come out the other side of it.
We've had a tough 6 years, it without question has, and I think from about, I noted maybe from about 2008 was an extremely visible dip. I think 2010 was probably the ultimate, and this just cannot get any worse. And apologies again to those listening at home. This isn't there's a journey, I guess, in the back of my head in this podcast where we will also go from darkness into light again. So bear with us on this one. But I think that winter, where it again, I call it the winter of discontent when I refer to it on the Sod Show, and it's usually for horticultural reasons and previous conversations with apple growers or whatever the case may be. But I think it started raining in September, and around about that March, I remember walking out the back garden, and I had work on, and the paintbrushes were frozen, the bark mulch was frozen, the trees were frozen, tree nurseries had not lifted any trees that year. It was just horticulturally, again, I double underline it, a dint of 6 months of no turnover whatsoever, and financially there was, I guess, no way out. And anybody who said that they were busy was obviously living in Saipan, where they had gone across with the Ireland team and remained there after the Roy Keane Mick McCarthy bust up. You know, it was just impossible. You would have, bearing in mind you're in the same industry, had to come through that as well.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. I remember being here in 2009 when it was all falling apart economically, and times have been tough. But the thing about, for us, I know you, Peter, as well, like when we're doing this, it's more than money. It's way more than money. You do this because it's your passion, it's your love. It's like, I thought seriously about getting out of the industry in the last couple of years because it was so tough, but I just constantly found myself drawn back to it. This garden in particular has been kind of cathartic, you know. It's solidified my mindset in doing what I love. Like, I mean, why not? Like, I mean, it's too short. Life is way too short to do this. This is fantastic. This is just the bee's knees. Getting in here with like a whole lot of plants and working out what's in your head and actually implementing it, like I said earlier on, it's just been a privilege. I love it.
To the garden itself and to horticultural matters, we shall pick that up in part two of the show. We'll take a little bit of a breather, and Brian, you're back in studio. Give me something nice and upbeat, if you could, please.
Okay, Peter, an upbeat song that has a great message in it and has got a name that's related to flowering and flowers. Forget Me Nots by Heathers. Dublin City FM, Heather's Forget Me Nots. Good afternoon to you. We're at Bloom in the Park, recorded last week with Pieta House garden designer. We're back with Peter Donegan.
Thank you very much for that, Brian. And we're back part two. We did say darkness into light, which is the name of the garden. From a horticultural perspective, Niall, give me, I guess, the layout of the garden, because surprisingly and unusually for a show garden, you have what I can only describe as bare concrete on the flooring. So if you're up in a helicopter and you're to look down on the garden, that's the concrete part. There's the darkened pool of water in the middle. Why bare concrete?
I suppose the subject matter, I didn't want pretty paving. I think it would have distracted. There was going to be too many lines in it then as well, having grout lines, so that's a simple thing. But I mean, concrete, I love using concrete. And every show garden I do, I think I use concrete and try and treat it differently. It has worked so well. I mean, it was I was afraid of it. Definitely was afraid of it, whether it was going to work or not. But I think the seal of approval from Mark Gregory, when he came over to me and said, "I love your concrete, man," I was like, "Yes, nail it," you know. But symbolically, like the idea of the darkness through the light, I wanted to use concrete because concrete is hard, and it's got that sort of hard image. We've used it, I haven't overworked it at all, and just that idea that life can be hard. But softened by all the gorgeous planting, like on the left of the pool as you sit in the chairs, like the oranges of the Geum Borisii in through the Carex Dasatiae. That's a classic, beautiful, really soft, warm feeling. The verbascums and the irises. I mean, that's the thing about doing this. Like I had a whole load of Aquilegia Yellow Queen earmarked to use it as yellow for hope in amongst the steepa. And they all turned blind. They all turned out blind in the end. And I had to quickly sort of cobble together a few other plants and ended up with Primula, the Primula and the irises. Probably wouldn't work in a real context, but I knew that being a show garden, and if I explained my reasons to the judges, that they'd kind of get it, and they were happy enough to let me away with it, basically.
The concrete is a dangerous one. And Peter House mildly to one side, but in the show gardening sense, it is slightly dangerous. Mark Gregory, for those of you who wouldn't be aware, is one of the main judges at Bloom. He is also the builder, I think, of 60-plus gold RHS, Royal Horticultural Society, winning medals. So to say he knows a thing or two is an understatement. I don't think I've ever seen him build a garden with bare grey concrete in it.
No, I don't think so. I doubt it, actually. But I wouldn't be surprised if I saw it in Chelsea next year in one of his gardens. Maybe worked a little differently. But I suppose as well, like the reason for the concrete, like once Joe Caslin, the artist that did the mural on the back of the wall, once he was on, I thought, right, now this is perfect. He's a street artist. Let's make street. Let's make it a kind of a street scene. It's not overplayed, but it worked.
Joe, for those of you who may not be aware, is not just any street artist. He is renowned of recent for one famous, quite famous, in particular in Ireland, in brackets, marriage referendum in mind. Can you explain what he has done?
Well, the mural on the wall, Joe's like hot stuff at the moment, front page of New York Times last week, and you know, just blessed to have him, watching him work here last Monday evening, wallpapering my wall. Joe's a super guy. The picture that the mural that we have on the wall, he was part of a project that he was doing called Our Nation's Sons, and it's a picture of two best friends, and one has his hand on the shoulder of the other guy who's sitting down. The two guys had a friend who had died by suicide, and Joe had heard them talk on radio, I think, and he contacted them, sketched them up, and Joe put this in on the Power Scout Centre for Pieta House last year when they were running their Mind Your Men initiative. And Joe had worked with Pieta House previously, obviously, and so it was like the marriage was already there. Like, so when I contacted him, he was straight on board, and it just, like, the garden was good before it went on, but it makes the whole thing pop, and it's a superb piece. It's a gorgeous piece. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do with it afterwards. We're trying to keep it all as one, or you know, we'll do something with it because it's going to stay on. It'll stay on that plywood for 2 years, I think. So he says. Yeah, and so we're going to do something with it. Maybe travel around the country and do something kind of slightly smaller than Bloom, promoting Pieta House.
You've donned the beard. You look slightly like that dude out of the Borbia advert on the rain. And as I say, that the rain is about to trickle down. But we're hardened men. We're seasoned men from the North County of Dublin. We don't mind this kind of thing. The electronic equipment might, but we'll figure that out when we get to it. How did the beard come around, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't even know that I have a beard. It's just laziness, I think. It's not a style thing, it's not a trend thing. It's just, I couldn't be bothered shaving, that's all.
Well, I'm kind of at this kind of moment in time. If we were standing side by side in a nightclub somewhere in, I don't know, Tomangos or Swords Main Street, you know, the girls would come up and go, "God almighty, can I get a hug off you?" They just blank me at the stage of the game.
I get a beard, man, yeah.
Explain to me, you've got the trees are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Carpina specialis. Behind that, there's the concrete passive wall. It's under, the trees are underplanted extremely well, I should add. Behind that, again, there's the wall with the slots in between and more Carpinas in that. The colour scheme wouldn't be everybody's choice for show gardening. Again, there's a different story here. Why the gaps between the walls? Why the underplanting? How did it all figure itself out?
Yeah, I wanted that idea, like the idea of the walls was to represent the stigma around mental health issues. And the gap, the idea is that you come out from behind the walls and you take the path from through the darkness into the light. As a show garden, I just thought it was just going to look pretty cool as well. And it has worked.
We were talking prior to coming on air, and we were kind of saying that, you know, look, there's a point where some people get it and some people don't, where the medals genuinely don't really matter at all. I was going to say a shit. They don't matter a shit, but I shouldn't say that on air. But Brian Green will allow that because it's a horticultural term. Isn't that right, Brian?
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
So, yes, to the point, was there a consideration at all? And I guess I should ask you this as a fellow garden designer. Were you considering medals, or was it, no, the message first?
I was all about the message. I didn't start thinking about medals until Monday night. And Joe was putting up the mural of it. I found it quite emotional, actually. It was on me hunkers down there watching it going up, and it just started to well up. But I got a sense, this is good. This is a really good garden. I hadn't looked at it. Like, I hadn't really looked at the garden. I was doing it for 2 weeks, but I hadn't looked at it. And I just stepped back from it and went, this is really good. And honestly, I would have been disappointed with anything less than gold.
And the medal received?
Gold and best in show.
Boom. Wow, you definitely are more famous than me.
Sorry, man. Yeah. I think it's like, I'm from Ballybuckle, but you're still more famous than me in Ballybuckle anyway, definitely.
That's only because when I moved to Ballybuckle first, I was writing for the Farmers Journal. Have you got a fan base here? God, he's like Joe Dolan. It's mad the way it's all working out. Yeah. What's the next steps, Niall, from a background point of view? You obviously, I'm hesitant to say this, you build gardens in brackets. He doesn't do them as good as me, folks. And he's definitely, I was just bigging him up. He's definitely not as good looking as me. Says he as he sucks in the tummy. I'm joking. What tummy indeed? You were in the trade. You were out on your own. Niall Maxwell was doing Niall Maxwell's thing. You went back logically where I decided to maybe tough it out. I think yours was maybe the smarter decision in hindsight. But tough times aside, you're back again. I gather you're back under your own name.
Yeah, I liked that. I took the job for a while. I was in a garden centre, and it just, like that, it wasn't a logical decision because I didn't have a passion for it. I have a passion for this. This is what I love doing. I love creating gardens. I love making people happy. I love that feeling when you're walking away from a job and people are like, yeah, this is money well spent. I remember doing a garden for a guy, and he spent big money on it, and he said to me, like a couple of years later, he said, "No, that's the best money I ever spent." And I thought, that's exactly it, like, you know, because that's why you do it.
It's funny, isn't it? I've said it before and I say it again. And you're talking about two guys who would have been reared horticulturally, or reared in horticulture, I guess, through the eons, both in different senses of the game. Because I'm not originally from Ballybuckle. I'm a bit of a buckle, as it's locally known. I'm a bit of a blow-in. But I think I remember saying to one guy, isn't it, Gas? I get paid as a living to make people smile, and you've just hit the nail bang on the head. It's only the second time I've ever outside of my own self heard that done. Niall, if people want to find out more, Pieda House obviously have a website.
www.pieda.ie.
And your own, if they want to get in touch.
I don't have one.
Okay, in short, I'll tell you what you do for the meantime. Just at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSodShow. And if and when and as you require it, just give us a blast and we'll put you directly in touch with Niall. I could give his telephone number over the eons. You could text him saying, give us a free hug. What's the crack? See you for a pint later?
Absolutely, yeah. Connors.
Yeah, my Euron's first round.
You're around every round, Peter. You have more money than me. I'm broke. I have to pay for this garden now.
I've got Monopoly money in my back pocket. We'll see what happens and how far it'll get us. Niall Maxwell, thank you so much. It's been a real genuine pleasure, my man.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thanks for letting me on the show.
Brian, it is indeed back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Peter, and well done once again for the Best in Show Gold Medal, People's Choice and Designer's Choice at Bloom in the Park 2015. Our thanks to Bloom in the Park personnel, the people from Bord Bia who helped us out and made this possible. Thanks to the people at Bloom Fringe. Thank you to Peter Donegan, our producer, Katrina Redmond on the blogs, to Luke Donegan, who helped us out last week in Paris Court Townhouse, to Kerry Gordon, who is doing some wonderful tweeting and photography from the Phoenix Park, and thanks as always to our sponsors, Greensacks, compostable bags for home and garden, viva-greensacks.com if you want to check them out. Finally, we did promise you some contact details for your Pieta house. They are at pieta.ie, where you can find your local Pieta house telephone number and address, and you can get them on Twitter and Facebook at Pieta House. From myself, Brian Green, until next Friday at 3 p.m. Take care. Bye-bye.